because stubborn. I'll read one more poem again. A tiny. Oh, yeah, let me read a love poem. I've been writing erotic poetry. Not really erotic. There was that, I'll tell that joke. And it just came out of the top of my head. This is erotic poetry. For you, it's nothing. As I said to the people at Pima the other day, I'm very Victorian. I was born before people found out how to fuck. That's not true. Now, let me read my version of an erotic poem. I'm not going to. It's too tame. Okay, you horny cat. You're so horny, you know. Oh, shit. It's called You. And I don't mean you. For no reason, the darkness lifted, and we lay on a bed of light that a moment before had been dark leaves. These were the high woods where I had been afraid. But now that fear was gone, and you who spoke my name over and over stared into the black sky above, which filled your eyes with tiny points of fire. I could have thought, this too will pass. And once again, you will be a particular person, and not the lost half of myself, the search for whom I'd long ago given up. And I will be a man who gave up. I didn't. I didn't think of anything. Instead, I closed my eyes to everything so that I might see at last how heaven and earth can on any ordinary night become a familiar place. My cheek against your cheek, I still feel your warm tears and hear the wind singing through the crowded pines and the twisted mountain oak, singing the only song they know, the words I fill with each breath I take. Thanks a lot.